This is Curvin Phantom, and I'm looking forward to your performance today. Make sure that once you have set a tempo, folks, and remember this, your conductor is responsible for setting the tempo, but she is not responsible for maintaining it, which means that once that tempo is set, it's up to you. Blend is good. Very good trumpet solo. Make sure that the 16th notes are there. Da da da. Da da da. Percussion, make sure we are right with the group as it plays. Overall, good blend and good balance. I would like to have heard a little more in terms of ensemble playing. By actually, the way we would achieve that is through subdivision. And by subdivision, I mean that we would be saying one and two and one and two and as we're going along. Second, I could have used more lows from the group and less highs. Here is your second piece. good phrasing. Very good, very musical. Try to make sure that when you're playing the half notes, three measures before 35 and one measure before 35, that you give them full value. Clarinets, you could come out just a little bit more, one measure before 43. Make sure, as you play louder, or what I like to say, fuller, when you play fuller, make sure that you don't play so loud that you lose intonation or tone quality. Good release on the end. Very musical. The intonation was good and balance was good. You should be very pleased with that particular performance of that piece. Okay. Dynamo. Groupings of notes should be more distinct in the percussion part. Make sure, playing the percussion parts, that we observe the accents. Here again, throughout this piece, to maintain that tempo, we have to make sure that we are subdividing. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and... Very good percussion at 41. very well done percussion. Very well done. Make sure that that's even across the measure. Here again, watch the accents. Make sure that we observe that decrescendo. You did somewhat, but in doing the decrescendo, we lost tone quality leading into measure 78. Good job of maintaining that tempo through measure 106. Yep. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Maintain that tempo. And the way to do that, as I said before, is to subdivide 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and throughout the entire piece. Okay? My suggestions for this group is listen very carefully to the lower voices and adjust your pitch. Second, at all times, subdivide, even on your slow pieces, to be sure that you are playing with correct ensemble. Thank you very much. I enjoyed listening to you today.